And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum says it's time to move forward with Phase 2 of the city's reopening plan. Beginning today, bars will be allowed to reopen, and gatherings of up to 50 people will be allowed. Bynum says it's the collective effort of Tulsans that has made moving forward possible.
By and large, what the data is showing us is that our trends are headed down. Our hospitals remain largely on the low end of hospitalizations. And that is because Tulsans are taking steps to take care of one another and being cautious and safe.
Bynum and Health Department Director Dr. Bruce Dart both say it's important not to get complacent. The city and county still recommend face coverings, keeping 6 feet between yourself and others at all times, and diligent hand washing. Governor Kevin Stitt says the data support the state's reopen plan. The Oklahoma House has approved a bill that would strip power from local authorities during health emergencies like the novel coronavirus. Senate Bill 1102 would prevent mayors and county officials from taking certain steps to prevent, manage, and contain health threats. Representative John Waldron, Democrat of Tulsa, says local authorities here in the Tulsa metro strongly oppose the measure.
This is from Joe Kralichek of the Tulsa Area Emergency Management Authority. In his words, this bill is dangerous. I talked to County Commissioner Karen Keith. She said, absolutely opposed. Tulsa and OKC kept our COVID numbers down because of our aggressive local control.
The bill will now go back to the Senate. Governor Stitt has had public disagreements with Democratic and Republican mayors across the state, including Norman Mayor Bria Clark and Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum. 6 more people are dead, and new cases again outpace recoveries as Oklahoma nears 5,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19. The state health department reported 110 new cases Thursday, bringing the state's total to 4,962. 284 people have now died. Flash flood watch in effect for much of northeast Oklahoma, including Tulsa County. Rainfall could total up to 2 inches or more. A high near 79 today. Right now, 71 degrees and scattered thunderstorms in Tulsa. I'm Chris Polanski, KWGS News.